The presidential inauguration, just a day off for D.C. area feds, but it's all hands on deck for the FBI. To tell us more about how the FBI is preparing for this national special security event, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, it's not just the FBI, though, is it?
No, not at all. Secret Service is the agency that's really the lead here. But the FBI is obviously doing a lot of the supporting. So for our audience that does not live in the D.C. area, the city has been transforming over the past few weeks with a maze of bicycle racks, tents, porta-potties, guardrails.
Well, some people live in Prince George's, Maryland,
yes.
and also in Montgomery County and Fairfax County, so they may not see it that much either.
That's very true, yeah. Unless you're on Constitution or Independence or Pennsylvania, you're probably not seeing too much of this. But I promise you, it looks like an apocalypse down there.
Like a place where if you step the wrong way, you could get shot or tackled.
Yes, okay. That is exactly. And that's because federal and local law enforcement agencies are gearing up for, just like you said, a national special security event. And that's an event that's designated by the Department of Homeland Security as something with a high level of security. So when there's a nuclear summit or a bunch of very important world leaders all under the same roof or the Pope visits, that's when you know this is serious business. And so, well, and the inauguration is unique because it, you know, it's very important, but there's so many people that are also coming here to see what's going on. There's estimates that it's going to be hundreds of thousands of people. And when you're dealing with a very high profile event and with a new president, you've got to be prepared. And so the FBI is has been working on this for quite a while, actually. Here's Assistant Special Agent in Charge, David Sundberg.
So in one way, it is absolutely continuous as the National Capital Region hosts a large number of national special security events, generally one or two a year. So the agencies here are well rehearsed at collaborating for these events. Inauguration being one of the largest national special security events we have, formal planning began last summer between the agencies at all levels.
That was Assistant Special Agent in Charge David Sundberg of the FBI's Washington field office. Now, the Secret Service, again, is the lead agency for this, but the FBI is also working with MPD, which is the D.C. Police, Capitol Police, as well as FEMA, who will also be providing support that day.
And how do they divide all of this? The Secret Service protects the people directly, and so they are inside the perimeter and following them outside the perimeter, the president-elect and so on, soon to be the president at noon on that day. And the FBI focuses then on what?
So the FBI handles counterterrorism, domestic intelligence, and criminal activity. I went to a media availability at the FBI headquarters in Washington, and they showed us a bunch of the stuff for their tactical response teams that handle all that criminal activity and counterterrorism and domestic intelligence stuff.
Horse and pony show.
Yeah. One of the teams is the SWAT team, and so they were out there with right in front of this giant Lenko Bearcat armored truck. It's this army green looking thing that looks like it could mow down an entire like crowd of zombies. They've got night vision goggles.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, they've got night vision goggles, armor, shields, even a robot in case they need to go into someplace there's a hostage situation or an active shooter event and they don't want to send a human in there. Then there's also the traditional evidence response team and the hazardous event evidence response team. The traditional team is what you would expect to see. So, in case there's a shooting, they've got a kit for a shooting trajectory. They also can do fingerprinting and take your blood and do, a shoe print, that kind of thing. The hazmat team, you really don't want to see them out there because that means there's something poisonous in the air or in the ground. And these guys come with the gas masks and the suits and the detectors for any kind of radiation. Here's Chris Dirks. He's the team leader and special agent for this team.
Say someone throws an egg, okay, we can go over it with all these tools, and if they don't come back above our background, it doesn't mean it's not safe, but it's not going to be really that's overtly dangerous. So we'll package it up and we'll send it to the lab, and it's really for the laboratory's benefit and use to know if it is radioactive, if it does give off volatile organic compounds or hydrogen sulfide gas. It helps out with the lab. Being out there ahead of things, you know, we are somewhat reactive, so it is somewhat of an offensive, but it's really to, if something was to happen, to quickly mitigate it and get it out.
That was Chris Dirks. He's the team leader and special agent for the FBI's hazardous response team.
And we're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, so we know what's going to happen if someone throws a rotten egg as well as just a regular old egg. What about the medical issues here?
Yeah, so you would always hope that nothing does happen, but if something does happen to an agent while they're out responding to an event, that's where Chris Lee and his team comes in. He's the operational medical coordinator, and here he is.
My job will be out providing medical support to all of the FBI assets we have supporting inauguration. So we're going to have a cast of hundreds out there doing all their different roles, and we're there to look out for their safety and well-being. So I advertise myself jokingly as the lazy paramedic. I say I would much rather not have to do the work and prevent things in the front end. So we have emergency medical support program team members in every field office, and there's going to be a lead paramedic or a lead EMT in each one of those offices as well. And it's kind of on each office as to how they want to tailor their support. In this office, we work out of this. This is our primary vehicle. It is set up that we can transport patients, and we can do everything from Band-Aids to surgical airways. We can do cardiac care. We carry a full complement of cardiac drugs, like what you'd see in the first couple minutes in an ER. Airway equipment. We also carry rescue equipment to get somebody out of rough terrain. So we can do everything from supportive care to full-blown cardiac care if we need to.
That was Chris Lee, a special agent and operational medical coordinator.
So what advice do you have for people who need to come to the city for the inauguration or simply want to?
So what I heard the most was just follow the instructions about what you can and cannot bring to the National Mall, especially when it comes to backpacks. It's probably going to be cold. You're going to want to bring a big bag with extra clothes.
Well, actually, the forecast is in the 60s.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Well, then we might not even have this problem. But on the off chance, because it's D.C. and the weather goes from 60 to 6 in 24 hours, just look online at the size and measurements of what you can and cannot bring. Because if you do, you're going to give a lot of extra work for the FBI's bomb team. Here's one of their technicians.
One of the things that oftentimes we run into is somebody brings down a bag that is too big or something that they're not allowed to get through. They can't get it through the magnetometers, and then they try and leave it somewhere outside because they want to get inside. They think they can hide it someplace outside and come back to it. And yes, so that's why I would ask that, please pay it and don't leave anything unattended.
Yeah, don't try to ditch your Uzi anywhere.
Yeah, right. Well, I can't believe that people will just leave their bags and not thinking, oh, this might look suspicious at some point.
Well, it's not like an NFL game where you can run back to the car and drop it off.
Right,
if you're
right.
Down there, you're pretty much stuck there for a while. Well, it's going to be a busy day. Our sister station, WTOP, has a team of 16 people covering all aspects of the inauguration in that day. Meredith Summers, thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
Find all of our transition and inauguration coverage at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.